Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Aura Nadrich. She's the author of Says Who, Live True Mindfulness Teacher, and also she's the founder of the Institute for Transformational Thinking. Aura, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Christopher. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this institute first, because I love the word transformational. A lot of people might use it, but how do you define transformational?
Well, I think transformational connotes change, do you know? And I think that, you know, there's that great quote by the Greek philosopher Heraclitus, the only constant in life is change. So the whole notion that we are always changing, and to me, I really created my institute based on transformation, and that it's all things transformational. And the thing that really, you know, needs our help in the transformational direction is our thinking.
Yeah. It sounds so simple, but it's so profound. I read a study where, according to neuroimaging, we have 70,000 thoughts a day. And so how do you go about helping your clients or your colleagues understand how to transform their thoughts?
It's so true. You know, the fact that we think, you know, between 40 and 70,000 thoughts a day, we're not cognizant of all of those thoughts, obviously, but what really gets our attention, it's usually the thoughts that are more negative, you know, or have a sense of urgency to them. So I created this method called the Says Who method, which is a cognitive method for questioning our thoughts. You know, most people don't even think to question the negative and fear-based thoughts they have. So I created the Says Who method, which is a very, what I call user-friendly method. It's 7 questions to question and challenge the thoughts that really try to undermine us or sabotage us. You know, we have a relationship to the thinking mind, but we happen to accept those negative and fear-based thoughts rather readily. And sometimes we feel taken over by those types of thinking. And I help my clients basically understand that they have a say in the matter. They can actually question and challenge the thoughts that are not working for them favorably.
Yeah, again, it sounds so simple, Aura, but it's so profound when you actually can step back and say, you know what? Your thoughts are not you. You created those thoughts, and you might not even realize you created those thoughts because you don't know where the thoughts came from. So is there a specific story of a client you've worked with? I'm sure there's so many of them, but just one of them that come to mind now where what kind of thoughts he or she was thinking, and what were some of the reasons why they thought those things, and how are you able to transform their lives?
Yes, you know, my book Says Who really came from an experience that I had with one particular client. You know, I have a strong background in the cognitive therapies and have always really been on a psycho-spiritual journey for a long time. So my work was really based in that. I had a client come to me when I was a life coach, and she came to me with this idea for a new business. So I thought we were going to, you know, basically talk about that. And very early in our session together, she said, you know, or I have this thought and it's really frightening me. It's making me very anxious and I just can't shake it off. And it's a thought that actually pops up very randomly. So I felt that she really wanted to talk specifically about that before she wanted to dive into this new business idea that she had. She also had some embarrassment around the thought, or so it seemed that way to me. And when she shared the thought with me, it really took me aback. And the thought that she had was that she was going to be homeless and penniless. And it was the most, you know, kind of random thought, especially coming from this woman who is very creative and has started these very creative businesses in the past. And when I heard her share this thought with me, I had a very strong hunch that that thought came from somewhere. It just wasn't something that she plucked out of the ether, do you know? So I had this very strong sense to ask her about that thought. And the thing that came to my mind, really that came to the foreground of my psyche, was Says Who? Who says you're going to be homeless and penniless? My asking her that single question literally stopped her in her tracks. It was a question that wasn't even in her reference point. It wasn't part of her reality, if you will. So she looked at me like, what do you mean, Says Who? I said, did someone ever tell you you were going to be homeless or penniless? I mean, where did you get that thought? Did you ever hear someone say that? And funnily enough, those are the 2 first questions of the Says Who method. do you know, and the second one being, have you heard someone say this thought before? When I asked her those two questions, I saw a visible shift in her. She literally looked like a deer in headlights, and she thought about it, and she had literally an aha moment, and she realized that that was a thought that her father had and had feared her family with for so many years as she was growing up, because he was rather inconsistent with his stability, you know, in his professional field. So when things were going bad for him professionally, he was a bit of a rageaholic. He would say, we're going to be homeless. We're going to be out in the streets. We're going to have to live in the car. And she was a young girl. She was very impressionable. So this is a perfect example of a fear-based thought that originated with somebody other than you. You take it on as real, and it becomes part of your core beliefs. And before you know, it's running the show. So that was a major realization for me, which is really what prompted me to write Says Who, how one simple question can change the way you think forever.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of life and the beauty of having people like you in their lives, Aura, because again, had she continued going through her life, she could try all these things, especially externally, which many of us try to do, but ultimately it comes down to introspection, self-awareness, and someone else to point out those things. No one can know everything about themselves. And it's so easy for us to say, we know this, we know that, we can read this, we can read that. But until she meets someone like yourself, they're not going to ever know. And that's the power of someone like yourself. So, Aura, the book that you wrote, I mean, you've written a few, it looks like, but the one that you wrote called Live True, A Mindfulness Guide to Authenticity. Mindfulness is something that in the past, it was this, oh my gosh, I don't know what it is. Is it just this yoga thing? But now it's based on science. So I'm fascinated when you talk about the guide to authenticity. So again, my same question, do you feel that a lot of people are not authentic, or you feel a lot of people want to understand how to be more authentic? So now you have this guide to help them there. Tell us about that reason you wrote that book.
All of the above. You know, the reason why I coupled the authentic self with mindfulness is because, you know, when people understand the concept of mindfulness, which is the practice of being in the present moment with awareness, you know, we can show up in a moment, we say, hey, I'm here, I'm present, I'm talking to you, Christopher, right now. But who's the Aura that's showing up in this moment? Am I being real? Am I being genuine? Am I being distracted? And am I putting on a persona, a role, you know, that I feel I have to put on? You know, that is something that I think we have to ask ourselves, because so many people find themselves being so many things to so many people that they struggle with even knowing who the authentic self is. And I think coupling it again with mindfulness is so key, because, you know, it teaches us how to be present and be true to who we are in the moment of which we are in right now. And I think the more you master that, the more you don't want to compromise the integrity of the authentic self, the more you are going to want to show up in the present moment as who you really are.
That's fascinating, Aura. I always love people who lead by example. So for you, what thing, activity are you doing that you feel you're in your most authentic state?
I feel that I'm my most authentic self when I'm really actualizing the things that motivate me or inspire me, or that I feel called to, or even feel passionate about, you know, which is really primarily the work that I do. You know, I do this work because I have found very valuable modalities and techniques and skill sets that I think are really life-changing. So I feel very inspired to share it with others, because, you know, there's so much suffering. People really suffer needlessly, you know, when there are in fact these incredibly user-friendly techniques that you can use to experience the transformation that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Or the last question I have for you is, you mentioned that you're a big fan of Carl Jung. What do you feel that you learned most from him and from his teachings?
You know, Carl Jung, who is one of the most, you know, famous psychoanalysts that has ever lived, you know, his work continues on. It was profoundly helpful on my psycho-spiritual journey. You know, there are so many powerful things that Carl Jung's teachings really have guided us. And one of them is called the individuation process. The individuation process is, you know, I guess can be linked to the authentic self. He believed that the individuation process is something that you come to realize. It's self-actualization. It's self-realization. It's finding out who you are in your lifetime. Again, going back to the authentic self. So in as much as he laid the groundwork for that, you know, with psychological applications, if you will, I think the understanding of the authentic self and being free, you know, freeing oneself of whatever we feel that we have to live our lives inauthentically, you know, is one of the most powerful things to realize about yourself on your life journey.
That's awesome, Maura. Thank you so much for being on our podcast today. How can our guests connect with you and buy your books?
They can find me on auranadrich.com. That is my website. Amazon is probably one of the quickest ways to order both my book, Says Who, and Live True.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.